Good morning, Rathirim Chayadama Klaudalim Adam Yisim and Gimel. So the Chayadama says that this issue of women being having this area uncovered is a problem. Even if the man is not looking at the woman, he's not being misburdened in her at the uncovered area. And even if it's covered with a thin garment, which the skin is visible, she's in a different room. There is a window between, but it's a window which is clear, transparent, and therefore he can see her. Even if she's in a different room, but since it's visible, it's a problem. Even if the man closes his eyes, so he cannot see her, that's not going to be mutter. So because the issue is not him looking at her, the issue is the fact that the air is visible. If one who would wish to see could see it, it's a problem. The Kimishaniras is also, whether he is seeing it or not. But as long as if a woman wishes to see it, it's visible, that's a problem. So this is different than Tsoa. That Tsoa, we said it, Tsoa in a different Rishos. So it's the main thing is that it's covered. So in a situation where it is not visible, in a situation where it is visible but it's covered, by Tsoa it's going to be mutter. You cover it with glass, it's going to be mutter. But by Erba, the main issue is that it's visible, and therefore it's a problem. So what can you do? It's only mutter if he turns himself away. So there's no din of machana. The fact that the Erba is uncovered near him is not a problem, as long as he's not facing towards the person. So we see from the Chayadim, it's not enough for one to turn their head away. Since their body is facing towards the erva, it's still a problem. They have to turn their body away from the facing towards the erva, and then it's mutter. But closing one's eyes is not sufficient for this purpose. Ubalayla, avish had a nearest lecholadim. It's dark. They didn't have illumination. So at nighttime it was pitch. It could be pitch black. So you cannot see the woman. So the main issue is being seen, and she can't be seen. She'll be okay. No, it's also become welcome in b'yarim ha'yisanir. It's also if she's wearing clothing which would allow it to be visible, or she's close enough that it would be visible, even though it's nighttime. The fact that nighttime prevents the visibility, that doesn't make a mutter, because the erva is the same way shutting one's eyes doesn't make a mutter. You're not seeing it, but mitzad the erva being uncovered and visible, it is the erva itself is visible. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring an opinion that which the Mishnah Sadam himself talks about, that since we're dealing with an erva derabbanan over here, we're not talking about the very intimate private parts of the woman, which that's intrinsically an erva. The issur is because of it causes tirda. So Chazara Masakin, that he gets a din of an erva. So if so, if a person has their eyes shut, and due to that fact that their eyes are shut, they will not be affected by it. So Chazal did not ask her in that situation. So the parts of the body which are intrinsically an erva, this thing would be true. That the main thing is that it's visible, it's whether he's looking at it or not, and therefore even if he shuts his eyes, it's going to be a problem. But these parts of the body that we're talking about now, it seems enayim, shutting one's eyes would be sufficient, and therefore the Shasat Chak, Mishnah Berurah, feels that one can rely on that. The person is traveling, etc., and they do not have control over the circumstances around them, and they're benching, there's davening, and there's a woman which is nearby which is not dressed properly. So shutting one's eyes would be a solution to solve that problem, because generally we're talking about these types of areas of the body, which according to Mishnah Berurah, B'shas HaTzchak, the Tzimus HaNaim is sufficient. Have a good day.